T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will you do training camp at St. Vincent?
You know, right now, I think we're looking at all options. We're looking at St. Vincent, we're looking at Pittsburgh, and we're looking at some other undisclosed sites because, you know, obviously the safety and the protocol is first and foremost, and we got to put these guys in a situation that best checks those boxes.
Chris, do you like John Calipari?
Yes, I do. There's a fundamental honesty about what the process is all about of college sports. Yes. He's like the version, he's a worse coach, but he's a much more honest coach than, say, Mike Krzyzewski, who pretends that college is all about the student athlete when it comes to big time basketball and not about, you know, making a ton of money and getting guys to the NBA. So, yes. Long answer to a short question. I do like John Calipari.
I think it's happened at least once, I want to say, where Calipari, Huggins, and Cook have gotten together for beers. Which, to be a fly in the wall there, that would be something.
I want to be a fly on the wall when the check comes.
Why? I don't think you need to, you know, have access to private meetings or secrecy to know what goes on there. Somebody excuses himself to go to the bathroom.
And then Huggins and Calipari split the bill, correct?
Yes. You can always tell, and by the way, that's Mike Tomlin on John Calipari's Facebook Live show called Coffee with Cal, although I didn't see any coffee at all. It's like,
is that a ripoff of Jerry Seinfeld's thing? Comedians in cars getting coffee, now it's coaches with Cal and coffee?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
Well, I want to give Calipari credit because he, when I saw and I heard about this, I knew that Tomlin was going to really participate in the interview and enjoy the interview and give candor in the interview, and that was going to be good for us. And so selfishly, I saw, ooh, Tomlin's on with Calipari. When he's comfortable with somebody, he gives longer, more honest answers, and then we can just take those answers, credit Calipari, and then build an entire show around them. So I very much like John Calipari today, that he did us a solid. He is a Steelers fan. He's from here. And so that was big. That was just one of the many clips you'll hear today about what the Steelers have planned for training camp. We also have Gary Bettman built into the show at 4:30. That kind of came out of semi-nowhere. Didn't expect that he would break into TV, cable TV, sports networks, and sports radio programs today to announce the NHL plans. But here we are at 4:30. So that's part of what's on tap, brought to you by Chris's friends at Fatheads, East Carson Street, available for food and beer takeout right now. A lot of stuff from Tomlin, Chris. It's interesting that you get the Tomlin that takes the facade down, who shows who he really is in these kind of conversations and interviews. Sometimes he gets himself in trouble in these places where he knows how the game is played, and I think he goes into these wanting to help his friend, so he knows he has to deliver good content. And when you deliver good content, you sometimes spill the beans on things either the NFL or the Steelers don't want you to say. The number one example of that all time is the Tony Dungy Tomlin interview, where he said there will be fireworks and get your popcorn ready for a round 3 that never happened, where he was already predicting an AFC Championship rematch against New England.
Who was he talking to when he said they were going to unleash hell in December? Because that one was good, too, way back.
I think that was just a press conference. I think that was just a run-of-the-mill Joe Rutter question to Tomlin that got him in a mood where he gave a feisty answer. That was feisty Tomlin. This was not feisty Tomlin.
This was comfortable. This was comfortable Tomlin. It always, I have to take a minute here to just laugh. I mean, I defend the guy probably more than most, I guess I would say. I'm more bullish on him. But it is sort of a bummer to be in the media and just know that you'll never, ever, 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 unless you're Stephen A. Smith, and even then, not quite, you'll never get the kind of candor from Mike Tomlin that John Calipari can get, because they're in the same fraternity as far as being high-profile, well-compensated head coaches, you know? Like, there is a fundamental part of that that bums me out. That even if I was asking perfectly fair questions, even if I and Calipari were asking the same questions, Calipari would get markedly better and more honest answers than I would.
And it was funny because there was another guy in the interview. His name's Jordan Cornette. You might remember him for being a bad basketball player at, I think, Notre Dame, where
he was just one of their guys.
He was what Tomlin would call a nameless gray face player. He was just a body.
I thought he was supposed to be one of their better players when he was there.
Oh, come on. They had guys like Chris Thomas and Ryan Humphries and Garrity and Troy Murphy.
He wasn't just like a ham and eggs unskilled laborer, though. He wasn't Reggie Evans from Iowa, who ended up in the NBA.
If I'm going to compare him to a guy who played at Pitt, he was like a Tyrell Biggs type. That's what he was. In the starting lineup, very marginal production, and he's parlayed that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hold on. I'm taking it all back, man. I don't know why I ever doubted you on college basketball know-how. His brother Joel was the one that was a little bit better.
Butler, maybe?
Yeah, 9-6 a game, basically. Jordan stunk.
Yeah, but he's in here, and he somehow has parlayed that almost very forgettable college basketball career into doing work for ACC Network, and he's shoehorned himself in with Cal on these shows. And it was so funny, every time Calipari would get done asking a question that literally went on for 2 minutes because he had to tell a John Calipari story in only John Calipari fashion that was something unbelievable about John Calipari's life that really one-upped Tomlin's answer before he was even done asking the question. Then Cornette would try to come back with a legitimate query, something that you would want to know
a
as a Steelers
question.
Fan. Yes, and Tomlin would go right into Tim Benz is asking me a question at a Steelers press conference mode.
he went into full Benz Todd mode right there.
Dave Klingler, one of those guys.
Yeah, Benz Todd Klinger, perhaps a lolly thrown in there here and there, maybe even a bouchette if Mike's feeling frisky. Here's
you know
my
what?
Question.
By the way, as an aside,
in the meet. Okay,
I feel like I've been in those spots with Tomlin. And I have not gotten to the point where I have received curt, one-word, stare-down
respect
answer from Tomlin.
It's a matter of respect. And you ask your questions hyper-confidently.
Mm.
So I think there's a... I mean, you've gotten into those situations with, like, Pat Chambers, for example, but I would argue you're the higher-profile person in that exchange.
That was still one of the best moments for me. I don't know what prompted that. But
being in the room for that, I think I was in the room for that. It's one of those ones where, for some reason, I was hearing it secondhand, then I imagined I was there, but I'm pretty sure I was there because you and I were there because it was Pitt-Penn State. And the response you got from him... When you had a little answer prepared to one of his rebuttals,
yeah.
And he looked like, I've never seen a coach look like he wanted to get up off the podium and beat the tar out of one of the reporters before, but that was the effect.
Yeah.
Anyway, you and I should try asking meandering, rambling questions of the most famous guests we get on the show in an effort to see if that puts them at ease, and then maybe they give us better answers. Just take the Calipari approach.
You want to use that on Rob Rossi next?
Well, no, because then that would be too much meandering for one interview if the questions and the answers were going all over the board.
Gotcha. By the way, did you know that Channel 2 wants to have us on for their living room sports show?
Pomp has been talking about that during the nightly sports call, and I want to say Richie has, and every time they just sort of like plow through it a little bit, and I can never hit my punchline of, you guys can't afford us.
Hmm.
Which is what I would always want to say, but obviously I would do that. So what is it? You and I are in a separate living room? Because every other one of these, I think, has been like either Derek Shelton and his wife.
No, Banner and Duck were on there, and they clearly were not together.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot about. I was thinking of Terry Bradshaw and then Shelton and his wife. Yeah, I would do that. Would you?
Yes.
Do I get to like? Can I have an adult beverage or two while I'm on camera? Or
Bradshaw
do I have to
was drinking his bourbon
behavior?
During it.
Well, he was promoting his bourbon.
How about I know I have a friend that has that bourbon from the first barrel.
And?
Not bad. But isn't that kind of like having a rare rookie card?
You don't drink it. You just put the bottle on display somewhere and be like, and anytime anyone asks why that bottle has like subtle, soft lighting shining down on it, you say, well, that's Terry Bradshaw's bourbon, first barrel. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.